Hello, hello, everybody. How are you? How are you? This is the Goddess Queen here again. This is going to be episode 2 for us. So if you're joining me, first let me say I'm so glad that you've joined me and made it to episode 2. We've got a lot in store for us for this spiritual journey. So that we'll be going over. So I just want to first start by saying thank you for making your way here and finding your way to this location. And congratulations. Congratulations on taking a step on your journey and saying that today is the day. Or whenever you started was the day. So now that we got that out the way, let me first say that we're going to be talking about spirituality today. Specifically, we're going to be talking about the mind and health. So your spirituality and health and how they go together. So that's going to be today's topic, spirituality and health and how they go together. Now, one of the biggest things out here is a lot of people feel like that spiritual people that we are what I like to call crazy or just on extra stuff, I guess you could say. And most people are scared to even experience spirituality. A lot of people run from spirituality. And you know, a lot of that is because of religion. Religion has made a very, let's say, quote unquote, ugly picture of spirituality. Spirituality is about your connection, your inner oneness, your God-given, God connection. Okay? It's something that we all have within us. It's our inner oneness. And we have to understand how to access it here in our Western mentality. If we can learn how to access it, we can then use the benefits that have been provided to us this whole time. So that's a little bit about, you know, the whole point of the spirituality thing. Now, when it comes to spirituality and health, they are literally on the same level. But what you need to understand is, I got to take this from the words of Erica Badu. I was watching a video from hers, and this is from the mouth of her. She stated in a quote, when you're going through a spiritual journey, you're going through a molecular change. So basically what she's saying is your molecules are changing. Every day they say you shed your cells and your skin. Basically you become a brand new person when you shed those skins. So think about your spirituality the same way. When you're going through this spiritual journey, you're shedding, literally shedding the old you, the old ways, the old habits, the old situations, the old expectations, the old manifestations, the old level of abundance. You are literally shedding the old you when you start a spiritual journey. It's like a snake shedding in skin. The snake is still whole. And so is that piece of skin. But it's no longer attached to the snake. And that's what the important part is. It is no longer attached to the snake. It exists, but it's not part of the snake's world anymore. Because it has released that skin to the universe. And that's what spirituality is about. You're going through this molecular change that changes what you do, what you think, what you say, how you eat, how you live. You are literally turning into a different person. Now, let's dive a little bit into the health aspect of things. Let's talk about science. When we're talking about and looking into the changes that come apart and, you know, just happen to come about when we're going through these spiritual journeys, You have to think about the health benefits. One of the biggest things that you do on a spiritual journey is align yourself spiritually. You align yourself spiritually to where your physical body and your mental body are on the same page. They're on the same wavelength. So what that means is a lot of people end up changing their eating habits to start off with. And I like to tell people this all the time because I don't think people fully understand, but changing your eating habits is literally the first step to spiritual growth. If you really want to attack spiritual growth and really take your place in this journey, you're going to need to edit the way you go about your food selections. Because what it is we are trained these days to put crap in our body. And the reason we're trained to put crap in our body is because it weighs down our spiritual mind. And when your spiritual mind is weighed down, you're very easy to be controlled. And in this society, you need to be controlled. They have to be able to control what is put out there so that they can control society and things can go the way that they want them to go. And they is the who's who among America, among the world. And those are the ones who truly have the control. But that is something for another topic, another day, that we definitely will talk about. So if you're interested in conspiracy theories or fully understanding what the hierarchy in the world is about, that is something that we will go over another time, because interestingly enough, they do tie in together. So that's very interesting for most people to understand. But back to the topic at hand, understanding that health and spirituality are on the same level, understanding that if we flip our mindsets and make a change and we put our health first, that will open up the floodgates and open up the doors to your change. That will literally open up the doors to your next level of growth. As I stated about the loop theory last episode, if you were able to join me, the loop theory is a theory that I came up with that just overall encompasses the idea of our growth and us being tested. And it's what we call trials or tribulations before we move into our next level of growth. And one of those things when it comes to health is you're challenged. A lot of people are given several signs daily to change their health, but they literally just do not listen. Are you one of those people? I definitely hope you're not, because what you're doing on purpose is programming. Well, we could say unconsciously, you're programming yourself. Okay. To see things negatively. And that's the thing that's got to stop. This programming that we're doing by subconsciously doing certain things. The world of health is available to you. It's not something that is hard to come by or that's for specific people or anything of that nature. We have everything here on this earth that was given to us to help us be successful, healthy, regenerative, to do everything that we need to do in this world. Our Creator has given it to us. And if you believe in God, great. If not, that's okay too. But whoever you believe in or whatever you believe in, it was given to us by the Creator to provide that, to be able to have a access or a way to be able to take care of certain things like healing and vitamins getting into our body. I mean, because really people don't, I don't think people understand that there was a time where we were mostly vegetarian and vegan as a race. If you look into the Mayan religion, the Mayans believe that we have had five different life ages. Okay. And one of those life ages, I think it was the second, if I'm not mistaken, we were, or this world or this race was destroyed by quote unquote jaguars, as they say. Now, me personally, I don't think that it was just jaguars. Me personally, I think that it was more so an idea of just in general animals doing that. Animals taking over that time. So when you think about that, animals were the big thing in play. We weren't eating animals like we eat animals today in our Western society. Most animals were worshipped and praised. Certainly. So we weren't eating them like that. We were actually mostly vegetarian and vegan, which means that we were eating mostly vegetarian and vegan, things. So with that being said, we changed our molecular aspect of things when we went into eating meat. We were a different being at that time. There's even things that state that back in those times, we actually had more hair, which is why you see depictions back in the day of cavemen or early version of man being very hairy. That's because we had a different molecular setup. You get what I'm saying here? Molecular setup. So we had a different setup with our cells back then, and the health together, they both made something different. Then we started eating meat and some things changed. We needed to be a little bit more agile to catch our meat. Things like that started happening. I don't know if you ever pay attention to swimming or fitness. When it comes to swimmers or runners, they mostly shave their hair. They're mostly hairless, as well as jockeys. The reason why is because they feel as if the hair holds them down or adds weight. So if they shave their hair, it takes off a couple seconds. Think about that as well when it comes to back in the day and us going to look for food. Taking off that hair, shaved off a second between your next meal. But in general, when it comes down to our spirituality and health, you want to focus on clean eating. The reason why you want to focus on clean eating is clean eating, a clean body will give you a clean mind. They go together, as we've been talking about. Once you cleanse your body of all the toxins and the waste that you have within you, you can start to grow and flourish within your mind. Your mind is no longer weighed down by those toxicities that are in you. One of the things that they have noticed is that we have two brains, one in our head, one in our gut. The brain in our gut is our stomach. Think about how your intestines look. Think about how your stomach looks. They go together. And when they go together, they make greatness. So one of the biggest things that you need to understand. Now, once you understand that those two go together, you understand what it truly makes for you. Now, when we talk about clean eating, we're talking about overall putting clean, healthy items in your body. So no longer focusing on putting those things that are negative or that can harm your body overall or that do not provide actual health benefits to you. And one of those things that we look into within this world is, you know, just understanding the benefits of these things that we are taking into our body and how they help us. So every piece of fruit, every, you know, piece of grain that we put in our body, they each have a different benefit and they each add something to us. In the spiritual world, we call them herbs just in general plants, vitamins or things that have specific municipal benefits to us as humans. You can literally go outside, pick a flower out the ground, and it have benefits to you. That's why I said it, that the Creator made everything that we needed here in this world. So once you understand that you could literally go outside, pick a flower, and it has municipal benefits, it has health benefits that could help you do anything, heal a cut, numb your leg if you're in pain, things of that nature. These have all been provided to us. And we used to take advantage of these things and actually use them back in the day. But things have changed since then. We have modern medicine now. And in our Western world, it's not even something that we look at. But in places like China and India, this is something that is embedded into their culture, their healing aspects. And
what you'll notice, and I'm going to make this statement, and you'll notice, this is just honest, and be honest with yourself. How many unhealthy Asians do you see? How many unhealthy Indians do you see? You don't see many, and the reason why is because they've understood the connection between health and spirituality, and they interact that into their everyday lives. And here in the Western society, if we just pay attention to what's going on around us and pick up a few things that have been given to us, left here and laid for us to be able to pay attention to and learn from, we can make a lot of changes. So long point to today's topic is that health and spirituality are basically sisters. They coincide and they live together. And once you realize and understand that your health and your spirituality go together, you will make leaps and bounds and changes within your spiritual growth. I challenge a lot of you that are just starting out on this spiritual journey to just stop and take a second to evaluate your health, evaluate your eating habits. Take a step to change at least one thing within your eating habit to move to a more healthier, clean way of eating. That's all you have to do. Taking that one step will open up the doors for you to your spiritual growth. It'll open up the doors to those parts of your brain that have not been accessed in a while. Okay? So I challenge you. Take that challenge. Make a change and a difference within your health. It's a very simple thing to do. You can decide to implement one day of clean eating, one day of green food, or take out sugar for this week. Whatever it is, make a small step, because any step is a step towards greatness. I want to thank you all for joining me today. I want to thank you all for making it to the second episode here of my beautiful, beautiful podcast here. I hope that you've enjoyed it. I hope that you've at least learned something here at Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. We're going to continue to dive deep into this world and just give you a little idea of what spirituality is on all aspects and how you can implement it into your life. So if you enjoyed this and you like what you've heard today, if you haven't heard the first episode, go take a look at the first episode. Take a listen and see what we talked about. And I know you've waited for it. But, you know, here for the last 2 minutes here, I want to sit and I want us to go through some meditation. I'm just going to guide you through some meditation when it comes to your health. So I want you to sit and think and allow this moment to be a moment for you to evaluate your health. So if you have a moment, sit down, find an area to sit or be still. Close your eyes. If you can sit with your legs crossed, sit with your legs crossed. If not, just sit in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and focus. What I want you to focus on while your eyes are closed, and we're taking deep breaths in through our nose and deep breaths out through our nose, I want you to think about your health. I want you to focus on your health right now at this moment. Every molecule, every being within your body. Ask yourself right now, am I healthy? Am I doing everything that I can do for you? Most of you will receive an answer right here. And I want you to sit and I want you to think about that answer. If the answer is yes, I want you to stop and I want you to tell the body thank you either way, whether it's yes or no, for your answer. Right now, we're going to give thanks to the body, to the vessel, for taking us to this journey and supporting us. We're going to speak and breathe life into this vessel. We're going to ask that the universe help us and provide a little bit of extra insight into our health. If we got a negative answer when it comes to our health and that there are some things that we need to grow on, know that this isn't a negative answer. This is a positive answer. I want you to sit here and understand that you are being told where to grow. So sit and listen. Listen to yourself. Hear those areas, those ailments where you can fix a few things. And right now, I want you to take a deep breath in. Inhale. all those ailments and exhale the hold that they have on you. Inhale and exhale. We are going to let go of the binds holding us to any unhealthy ways of living. And we're going to release that into the universe. And we're going to accept all positive forms of living within our life, all positive forms of health within our life, and a positive change. Namaste. Ashe. Be free. Be open. And join me next time. Again, I thank you for joining me here at Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Hope you have an amazing day, an amazing week, and continue to know and understand that your spiritual journey is your journey, and you're just beginning. We've got some up and downs to go, but we're going to make it. Namaste.